This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's about the young man, 14 years old, who was arrested for a science project. He was arrested for making a clock. That's right, a clock. And apparently the people at school thought that it was a bomb. And they called the police. Story here from Wired magazine, as well as I've got one from Vox.com. This one's Vox. Ahmed Mohammed.
That might have been a factor.
Yeah. Yep, that might have been a factor.
I'm just guessing.
Is a ninth grader in Irving, Texas, who likes to tinker with electronics. On Monday, that's a couple days ago, according to Dallas Morning News, he built a simple electronic clock, a project that he said took about 20 minutes, because, you know, he's a pretty techie, geeky whiz kid kind of guy. And he strapped it inside a pencil case. He showed the project to his engineering teacher, who praised the design, but advised him not to show it to others. Later, in Ahmed's English class...
It was the pencil case that was cylindrical or whatever? Like, it could be chucked full of, like, C4? Is that the idea?
I actually have a photo. Wired magazine has a picture of this alleged bomb clock.
Does it look bomby?
You know, it's got a big clock display on it, you know, like right. The LED display.
Sure, Hollywood's got a lot of LED display bombs out there, right?
Right. And it is in a case, so, you know, you could look at that as like a suitcase bomb or something like that.
And the guy's name is Ahmed.
You know, the science teacher, by the way, wasn't the one who was upset about this, just to
right,
be clear. The
right.
science teacher, you know, he understood this was a clock, and there's, you know, there's just electronics in here. There's no
bomb. Can you imagine poor
stuff.
Ahmed going about life just thinking, hey, I'm a kid at school building a clock, just being normal and stuff, and not thinking about everybody's feelings in Texas that's like, there's a J-Day Muslim out here building things with electronics on them. He's liable to blow us all up.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy to think that...
I think it's my Georgia accent.
yeah, that's a good redneck accent. You got to work on that. To think that you can't even show off what you're proud of. Like, if you were, I was a kid at his age and being able to build something cool like that, I'd be like, yeah, check it out.
Yeah.
You go around school. Of course
you would have been. You would have been walking around
absolutely.
All normal with a digital clock. Not
I would have strapped that thing to my chest and showed it off.
So, you know, it's just some electronics in a pencil case. That's really all that we're talking about here. It looks like there's some kind of electronic board, you know, PC board, whatever you want to call that. With some wires, and then there's a digital readout, and that's pretty much it. I mean, there's no, like, chemicals or anything that you would use to actually make a bomb with. But the English teacher doesn't know that stuff. So later in Ahmed's English class...
She's used to fiction.
The clock beeped while it was in his bag.
No,
he
no.
then showed the project to his teacher, and she thought it looked like a bomb. He insisted the clock wasn't a bomb, but the authorities at the school weren't impressed. The teacher kept the clock when the principal and a police officer
right,
pulled...
because...
It's a bomb.
A terrorist is going to turn over his bomb to an English teacher, right? Like, he doesn't have a little box cutter for taking care of nosy English teachers. We have to... Well, now, for a moment, I thought this might be a bomb, so I guess we're going to have to go through the whole thing to where this kid gets arrested.
Right. And so she takes the supposed bomb from him, right?
Right.
I mean, if she was really taking this seriously as a bomb, do you think that, you know, would the average person have the courage to just pick up what they thought was a bomb and confiscate it? I sure wouldn't. If I thought something was a bomb, I'd get the hell out of there.
What I think at this point is we're well beyond what I think. So let's go on.
Okay, so she kept the clock. When the principal and a police officer pulled Ahmed out of sixth period, he suspected he would not be getting it back. They led Ahmed to a room where four other police officers waited. He said an officer he'd never seen before leaned back in his chair and remarked, "Yep, that's who I thought it was," unquote.
So, a Middle Easterner.
Is it
with
completely
a bomb?
Or do you think he has, like, a history of being shady?
This kid looks like just a total, like, just geeky kid. He didn't look too shady. There's a picture of him with a peace sign and some spectacles on here.
If the police have information on this kid that leads them to believe that he is likely to build a bomb or something like that, we certainly didn't get that from any of the dozens of stories that are out there on this.
Ahmed suddenly felt conscious of his brown skin and his name, one of the most common in the Muslim religion. But the police kept him busy with questions. Ahmed said, they were like, "So, you tried to make a bomb?" I told him no, he says. "I was trying to make a clock." He said, "It looks like a movie bomb to me."
Movie bombs don't blow people up either.
I'm wondering how many terrorists sit down and they're like, "Okay, let's try to make this look really good. All right, let's make it look just like Total Recall."
According to the Dallas Morning News, the police arrested Ahmed and led him out of school in handcuffs. Talk about an embarrassing situation.
That's pretty rough. And it brings home, like, imagine what this might be like. It brings home very, very, in a very real fashion, how different Ahmed is. Mm-hmm. In a high school, all you really want is to sort of be normal, to fit in, to not get picked on. But here they are, the authority figures are picking on him. They've got no evidence. Not a single bit, but they drag him off in handcuffs. Yeah. This is what systemic disenfranchisement looks like.
Right. Ultimately, not charging him with anything, by the way. So he was arrested, but not charged with anything. So that's that. Case closed.
Well, I wonder how many kids... you know what's really important here? It's really important to see how the cops put their lives on the line every day and how situations like this can be misinterpreted by, you know, normal everyday people that don't understand what cops go through to the point that those normal everyday people begin to think of the police as enemies and not as friends. Like, this is why the police are feeling like there's a war on police right now. Because police, you know, as individuals, keep on doing stupid stuff like this and making enemies. How many high schoolers out there feel like the police are their friends?
And if they're smart, not very many of them.
And if that's the case, if there's not very many of them, how many of those high schoolers are going to grow up to be 20 or 30-something? Because I can tell you, in high school, a good percentage of my friends did not consider the police to be their friends. They didn't consider them a resource.
And that was in the 80s.
That was in the 80s. Yeah.
I think it's changed a lot. Police have lost a lot of legitimacy, and this kid who got arrested is probably going to be the coolest kid around.
Maybe that's the case.
I don't know. These days, it's a different world, man.
Well, right now, he's suspended. The school gave him a 3-day suspension for making a clock, for being interested in science, enough to the point where he can actually make his own clock. I don't know about you, but, you know, that's not something I can just crank out. I'd have to go and do some reading and research and figure out how to go, you know, get the parts.
It'd take me a little while to pull that off, that's for sure.
I could probably do it, but, yeah, it would take some serious effort. So rather than, you know, apologize or whatever, they went ahead and suspended him anyway. Now, maybe that's been reversed since the news has come out, but that is the news there for you. As I said here, the Wired story actually has a picture of the so-called bomb clock. I'll put that up on our Facebook and Twitter for you.
So did he get the clock back then? If they're able to get a picture of it?
I'm not clear. This photo is from Irving Police. So this is from the police.
So this is their defense of their behavior. Here's the bomb, for God's sakes. Look at it. Look at it.
Now, there has been an outpouring of support for Ahmed.
There has.
A Twitter tag that was trending today.
He's been invited to the White House.
Yeah.
And I believe Mark Zuckerberg has invited him to Facebook's offices. So
this could be one of the best things for his career, I guess.
These hillbilly cops had done the best thing they could ever do for Ahmed. They've done made him famous.
Our toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. I mean, there's not really an issue here. It's just absolutely ridiculous and outrageous. I can't imagine anybody is going to support what happened to this kid. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. We've also got Skype. You can Skype in here at username lrn.fm. Did you ever get into a situation like this as a kid?
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
live, and you can join us here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's the number, and you can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. We are talking about the young man, 14 years old in Texas, who has gotten in some hot water with the police because he is a geek and he likes science. So he made a clock, brought the clock to school to show off to a science teacher, and then the clock beeped in his bag during the English class he was in. He showed the teacher the clock. She got scared, called the police, and the police arrested him.
Don't forget that she confiscated the clock, because I think correct, that's really important. This brave English teacher took a bomb from a terrorist, and he just hands it right over, you know? I mean, you know, really what it takes is it takes determination and follow through, right? Like, you don't just take a bomb from a terrorist that's you've been teaching in your class for weeks, if not months, but you call the police if the terrorist turns the bomb right over.
We're going to continue on this because there's been a real good side to this story, and we just kind of began touching on that a moment ago. I also want to let you know about ProXPN, because if you care about privacy when you're online, you need ProXPN. It's a virtual private network, and they encrypt your online data. So before your information reaches your internet service provider, it's encrypted, which means that the ISP you have will no longer know what you're doing online. And that means they can't sell that information. They can't turn it over to the government either. ProXPN helps keep you safe online. You can go get started right now at proxpn.com and then use code FTL50 when you get signed up to save 50% off of the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your account when you buy an annual account with code FTL50. It can be cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. So get started at proxpn.com, and don't forget to use code FTL50 for that deep discount. Take back the privacy that is your right. Unfortunately, when you are in government school, you have no privacy. There's not even a semblance of it. The only place you could maybe get some privacy is in a bathroom stall at a government school, and that's about it, because, man, they got cameras everywhere, and they have busybody teachers that think they know what's best, who will call the police on you, even though you've not actually done anything, you've not harmed anyone. This guy, I'm just judging by the way he looks. He looks like a pretty innocent, geeky kid.
Well, like, I mean, I haven't been in the school since the 90s, early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have cameras everywhere now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's exactly. Like you really can't just, like we used to have, you know, dark spots under the stairs to go do our bidding or whatever.
Well, I don't think they have a camera under the stairs, but have cameras.
It's like in a prison.
These things.
They didn't have cameras when I was in school.
No.
No, they got them now, though. That's for damn sure. And we actually talked about a story, I think, last week on the show at some point about the supposedly most secure school in America, where they've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars outfitting this school with these smoke bombs that are in the ceiling.
What?
That the police can, like, trigger these bombs if somebody bads in the school and try to, you know, block them from being able to see and shoot kids, that kind of thing.
Wow.
Just ridiculous amount of security and surveillance that they have. It really is like a prison, very, very much like a prison. And of course, there have been a lot of similarities between government schools and prisons for a while, but it's getting worse as time goes on. Now, Wired Magazine does have a picture of the so-called bomb device. It's a pencil case that has some electronic equipment in it, including a big red readout display, which is likely what is freaking people out. The red clock, sort of the, you know,
it's red.
You know, it looks like, and you know, it looks big here in this picture, but maybe it's not even really that big. This is a pencil case, after all, so maybe the perspective here is a little bit off. Yeah, in fact, you can see the plug. There's like a plug that you plug into the wall next to it to kind of give you a little bit of perspective. I guess it's a fairly large red display, all things considered. Sort of like what you'd see on your clock radio, but a little bit larger than that.
It's got to be big so that I can see it in the morning when I don't have my glasses on and things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Makes it very convenient because I can't sleep with my glasses on. Don't want to have to reach for them so I can look.
So, by the way, the police have decided to not press charges at this point. So they've decided that embarrassing this young man in front of his entire school was enough.
That was sufficient.
Where they led him out in handcuffs today and then ultimately decided to not file hoax bomb charges against Ahmed. But, as Wired points out, social networks are still seething with outrage over the egregious treatment of a person simply wanting to participate in technology. along with the outrage.
Don't forget that they're pushing what they call STEM, science, technology, engineering and whatever, mathematics, with kids right now. And it looks really bad when you got a kid who's interested in these things and you go ahead and take him to jail.
Along with the outrage, however, has come an outpouring of support from technology's biggest names. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg wrote in a post that went up on his personal site today, quote, "Ahmed, if you ever want to come by Facebook, I'd love to meet you. Keep building," he says. Mark Andreessen, the co-founder of a prominent Silicon Valley venture capital firm, Andreessen Horowitz, tweeted a sly joke about the potato clocks he hacked on as a kid before turning his Twitter feed into a supportive retweet storm. He wrote, quote, "You have to admit those potatoes look a lot like grenades." And then I think he included a picture of those potatoes. From its science fair account, Google tweeted that it would save Ahmed a seat at their show, because Google has a science fair. They said,
"Yeah, nice.
Hey, Ahmed, we're saving a seat for you at this weekend's Google Science Fair. Want to come? Bring your clock." And then the pound "I stand with Ahmed" was the thing that was trending. It was the top trend on Twitter today, I believe.
Do you think the cops will apologize for this? And is it such a black eye, or do you think they'll just dodge it?
You know, that's a great question. Maybe somebody could do some digging and find out if there was an apology issued. I highly doubt it. The police generally don't tend to apologize for botching things up.
They did him a huge favor at this point.
Master tweeter Aaron Levy, CEO of enterprise cloud company Box, also extended an invitation to Ahmed. He said, "Ahmed, I know you've been invited to the White House and Facebook, but we both know you're an enterprise software guy at heart. Come by Box." And then there was actually...
I love the pitch that's with it.
Yeah, they're trying to get this kid a job already.
I think it's great,
man. Work for us.
Absolutely. Well, this is, as an employer, this is something that you really have to consider for yourself. Is the best thing for you is to find the good people, collect them around you, and then find things for them to do. And he's a good, what they're assuming is that he's good.
By the way, and kudos, it's hard to give kudos out to Barack Obama, but I'll give him when he deserves it. And in this case, he deserves it. He wrote a tweet today saying, "Cool clock, Ahmed, want to bring it to the White House. We should inspire more kids like you to like science. It's what makes America great."
Yeah. Well, good job. Yeah. Good job, POTUS there.
He's right on that.
Yeah, he's using this opportunity to push good stuff.
So there you go. That's the story. And like I said, I don't think there's really any issue here besides the fact that the police are absolutely outrageous in how they handle this situation. I guess you could point out there's another reason to get your kids out of government school, because had he been homeschooled or unschooled, then this wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, this wouldn't even have been an issue at a private school or anything
and
like
it's
that.
Fortunate, and it's fortunate that, there's been such a pouring of support or an outpouring of support in the online community, and I think that's ultimately it's turned out to be a real blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
What has happened.
Obviously, this got turned around for him, but I mean, do you think this would have happened to a kid whose name wasn't Ahmed or something
probably
similar?
Not.
That's the way I see it. I mean, I'm not talking about systemic racism here, but I mean, good Lord, it seems obvious. It seems like it's glaring on its face here.
Yeah, obviously. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That allows you to take control of the airwaves to bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. We've got good news coming out of Colorado, where we got the numbers after a couple years' worth of marijuana legalization. What are the totals? How much money have they raised through those taxes? It's Free Talk Live.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I got to apologize to the three callers that we have on hold. I had my window that was reminding me to do something in front of my phone screening window. So
I couldn't see it.
I just now noticed that you were there. We're going to get to your phone calls here in a moment, but I want to welcome KVSF FM 101.5, the voice of Santa Fe. We are
awesome.
Back on in Santa Fe, back on KVSF. It's always nice to come back to a station.
New Mexico?
That's correct.
Okay, great.
I imagine there might be other Santa Fes, but the real Santa Fe.
Saint Faith. Yeah, it's maybe that unusual.
It's where we're at. The voice of Santa Fe, we used to be on this station, Mark, back in the day.
Really?
A few years ago, and they changed from talk to music. Now they've changed back from music to talk. So we're back. And we're actually now in the overnight. So if you're listening to the show in Santa Fe, you're not listening live, but that doesn't mean you can't participate. Just make a note and call the show during our live hours, which are 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. If you're in Mountain, that would be 5 to 8 p.m. every single day Mountain time. And cool news for Santa Fe listeners, you'll be getting us 4 hours a night. So we only do a three-hour-a-night show, so you're getting 4 hours of Free Talk Live.
How are they doing that?
I think they're going to take an hour from the previous night and then air the 3 hours from tonight.
Okay.
Every night. And so 7 nights a week on in Santa Fe. Welcome aboard, Santa Fe listeners. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Mark, you're going to be heading out to that area of the country thereabouts.
Well, I think that
Las Vegas.
It has to, it belies where you're from when you say that Santa Fe is close to Las Vegas. Because I'm sure that people over out in the West, they probably think, I don't know, Boston's close to Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
But they're probably the same distance, yeah, is what my guess is. Really, these
going
places
out west.
These places are not close at all. But yes, I am on October the 29th and 30th. I will be out at the Bitcoin Investor Conference at bitcoininvestor.com. It's at the D Hotel in Las Vegas in Nevada and downtown, not on the Strip necessarily. So if you're a Bitcoin enthusiast, come on out. This is going to be a lot of fun. Also, if you want to see Free Talk Live performed live, come on out. Ian, have we done a live event from Las Vegas before?
I have not.
So then we have
I've
not.
Never been there.
There's never been a live Free Talk Live from Las Vegas. So this is it.
It's going to be your first live Free Talk Live by yourself.
That's true, because you have Keenvention to take
care
of.
That's right.
So there you go. Bitcoininvestor.com to get your tickets. We're going to have Dr. Stephanie Murphy and Brian Sovereign, both former co-hosts, are going to be out there. They're going to be helping me out.
I heard Michelle Seven's going to be there.
Michelle Seven's going to be, I should say, Bitcoin Bell
That's
is going to
thing.
Be there.
Yeah.
Stephen Michaels, Edmund C. May, Paul Pui. It's going to be a.
That's the AirBits guy. AirBits wallet.
Yeah, it's going to be a big event.
Guy.
So, bitcoininvestor.com, please come on out and join me at bitcoininvestor.com.
I wish I could be there. I love these Bitcoin events, and this is the first one they're ever doing, so you don't want to miss it. Bitcoininvestor.com. Let's go to Glenn. He's in Philly. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Taren, and Mark. Hello, Glenn.
Hello, gentlemen. Apology accepted. 20 minutes.
Okay.
Now you're just like Alex Jones.
Go ahead, sir.
About the appearance of Ahmed's clock device. First of all, what exactly is cylindrical? Is that something shaped like Cinderella?
Something shaped like a cylinder.
Cylindrical is the word you want there.
No, that's not the word I want. That's the word Ian wants, I think.
I didn't misspeak that. That was Mark who...
Somebody said Cinderella. I said, oh, she's like Cinderella.
All right. But, when jokes that are 20 minutes late really aren't funny.
it wasn't necessarily a joke. It was merely fault-finding.
The
problem with the clock was it had protruding red and blue wires and continually counted down from 10, you know. So that was a problem.
And what counted down from 10? I'm sorry.
It had two protruding wires, one red, one blue, and it continually counted down from 10.
Really? I didn't get that detail from the news stories.
More jokes.
You have to choose which wire to cut.
That's cute.
It's a MacGyver joke.
Okay, got it.
Ahmed.
All right. You're three for three.
Hey, you're not comprehending them. Not my fault. Hey, Ahmed's family, who is Lutheran, has been having their phone ring off the wall. MIT called from an engineering scholarship, but nobody realizes 5 years from now he'll be a theater major. But, you know.
Oh, man.
Man, this guy has all the jokes tonight. All
right.
Thanks for the call, Glenn. Goodbye. Appreciate it. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE.
Glenn was taking a shot at jokes. I don't mind if you take a shot at jokes.
It's great.
Yeah, it's great.
Call with more jokes. Please, yeah. Going on here,
I don't think
though.
You should have led with Cindrelical, though.
Mike is in Clackamas, Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
Before I talk about what I originally called in about, I had a question concerning actually kind of this topic. Was what happened in the court case back in 2011 with Brad Jardis and Tommy Mazingo about them trying to go to court to get the statewide regulatory scheme on carrying firearms on the campus? Whatever happened with that court case?
Oh, my God. All right. So what you're referring to is the fact that pretty much everywhere firearms, guns are banned from college campuses. And if you watch Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree at victimlesscrimespree.com, this is part of that movie where Brad Jardis, a former law enforcement officer, and a former military man, Tommy Mazingo, went to Plymouth State College, I think.
Yeah, that sounds right.
They went to Plymouth State College. And the idea was that they were going to carry guns onto the college campus to force the issue and take it to court. Ultimately, Brad...
because in New Hampshire, basically you are allowed to have a gun on sort of any government property or something like that. I think is what the rule is.
Not courts.
Yeah, not
you
courts.
Can't go into court.
Right.
Let's see. So yeah, and you can't go into schools. So he wanted to challenge this thing, and that was what his plan was. But ultimately, it was neutered because the school went to the court and they got an injunction from a judge. And the judge basically said, if anybody goes onto this campus with a gun, if you, Mr. Jardis and Mr. Mozingo, and anybody that you're associated with, anybody that
you're associated with,
anybody that you know, anybody that's your co-blogger, anybody that it was just this order that was written in a right. ridiculous manner. If you show up on this campus, you will be charged with contempt of court. And so that basically meant that if Brad did show up with a gun and wanted to challenge the law, he'd just end up in jail for contempt. So you can't challenge contempt. So essentially the judge prohibited him from going onto the campus by this order. And further, the judge actually issued an order saying that Brad had to remove his post from Free Keen.
Can a judge tell people to remove a post?
Can tell people whatever they want.
How does that happen?
And I was insulted by this. So Brad went and he removed his post, and then I went ahead and put it back online. So I basically, you know, refused to follow that judge's order. I'm not going to restrict my freedom of speech because the judge says so.
Yeah.
So I wasn't willing to do that. Brad, you know, he was in the mood of backing down at this point. He didn't want to challenge. You know, his goal wasn't to challenge contempt of court. His goal wasn't to go up against a judge, but the school essentially outsmarted him by going to the judge and getting that ruling in advance. So ultimately what they ended up doing was going to the school anyway, but not open carrying any guns. Now, maybe they were concealed carrying. We don't know. But that was they still, you know, there was still kind of a big deal made about it. They knew they were coming, so a bunch of people had come out to see this happen. There were protesters there, counter-protesters.
Well, there were protesters, but it looked like the college teachers had handed out a bunch of signs
yes.
and then told all the students to not say anything.
That happened too.
Really weird.
Yeah, I remember the video is all right. All these for you guys that hadn't seen it, there's actually video up. I'm sure at Free Keen somewhere. And so they have all these protesters that are like college kids holding signs, and Mark's absolutely right. So when they finally question the kids, they have no idea what this is about at all.
They're just
like, oh, our teacher made us come.
It's extra credit.
Yeah.
Mike, stand by. I don't know if that answered your question. I hope it did, but stand by. We'll continue the discussion here. 855, 450, free. And that scene that you're talking about, Taryn, is in Derek J's Victimless Crime
Spree. Oh, it is. All right.
It's one of the funnier scenes in the movie where Derek encounters one of these protesters and starts to question him, and his teacher comes along and tells him to be quiet.
Don't you dare think.
Tells the student that.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates, or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education, or maybe one the U.S. News and World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-595-9736. U.S. News and World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree, so learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-595-9736. That's 1-800-595-9736.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
So I found out the other day that at Guns80.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY cable and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com now.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you should have the right to defend yourself, even if you're on a college campus. In fact, especially if you're on a college campus. There are some bad people on college campuses. There are no shortages of rape charges against college people. And so,
well, it's true. There may be some over-reporting of that too, so it's difficult to know.
That may be true, Mark, but there's definitely rape that happens on a college campus. And if you are a
rape
female,
that happens everywhere, right?
Or a male who could be raped on a college campus, then it would behoove you to have some sort of way to defend yourself against an overpowering attacker. And a gun is a good way to do that. It's a good way to even the odds. But unfortunately, our college students all across the country are disarmed. I don't know. Maybe Hillsdale lets it happen. Maybe there's a couple of private colleges where it's allowed. But pretty much any state college, you generally are not going to be allowed to have any kind of gun. I don't know what other weapons are banned, but I don't know. Are there other weapons banned from college campuses? Does anybody know that?
I don't know.
So anyway, that was the issue that Mike had called in about here tonight. We're going to continue that discussion. Also, if you want to jump in and bring up anything you want, you can do that. Still to come, we'll talk about Colorado's marijuana legalization and how that's been working out. ExpressCoin is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They are a licensed money services business. Get your cryptocurrencies with money order or check. What's that? So you say you don't know what a Bitcoin is? It's decentralized currency, not issued by any bank or any government. It's amazing stuff. You can learn more about Bitcoin over at Bitcoin.com. When you're ready to get some Bitcoin, get started at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, they can likely help you. That's ExpressCoin.com. You can do it from your smartphone. They've got an app, and you can do it right from their website, ExpressCoin.com. Don't forget to use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no transfer fee at all. It's expresscoin.com, coupon code FTL. As we go back to Mike in Clackamas, Oregon, Mike, you were wondering what had happened with the situation here in New Hampshire with a former cop who I believe at the time was this, he was still a cop. No, former cop, according to the article I wrote back in 2011. So he had just, I think, left the police after a decade of policing, and he had kind of come around to the ideas of liberty and wanted to challenge the college ban on weapons. And he was ready to go, but they cut him off at the pass by having a judge issue an injunction against him and anyone else. I've actually got the quote here from the story. Mike, do you mind if I share this with you, and then we can continue the discussion?
Oh, sure, go ahead.
Great. So here we go. This is my blog post that I made in response to this judge. Remember I told you the judge made an order demanding that Brad remove his post from freekeen.com?
Yep.
So here was my response. Headline, open response to the robed man who believes he controls this blog. If you've been reading this blog in the last week, you are aware of the controversy brewing around Freekeen blogger and former cop Brad Jardis's plan, along with former military member Tommy Mozingo, to walk onto the campus of Plymouth State University with guns, openly carried. Their purpose was to educate the students about their supposed right to carry weapons for self-defense. He announced it here in advance 3 days ago, he being Brad, and since, the government university system has been freaking out. Now they've gone to the courts to save them from the peaceful gun rights demonstration and outreach event. A man who wears a robe has decreed some pretty outrageous stuff in a temporary restraining order, which I linked to the actual order from the judge there, issued today to Brad and Tommy. First, Brad and Tommy are enjoined from carrying any weapons on State University campus, including Keene State and the University of New Hampshire. But not just Brad and Tommy. Also, quote, their officers, agents, servants, employees and attorneys, and any person acting in active concert and participation with Bradley Jardis and Tommy Mozingo, unquote. Second, Brad and Tommy, who does not have a blog account here, are both ordered to post the order to this website. Here's the relevant paragraph from the judge's order, quote, Bradley Jardis and Tommy Mozingo are ordered to post a copy of the temporary restraining order on the blog/website www.freekeen.com in order to provide notice of the enjoined activities to any individuals who plan to bring firearms or other prohibited weapons to the Plymouth State University campus or any other campus administered by the USNH Board of Trustees in response to the press release, unquote. The order goes on to threaten anyone who brings a weapon on state campus with contempt of court and arrest after receiving notice of the temporary restraining order. So, in America, people are supposed to have the freedom of speech. Doesn't that also mean one should have the freedom not to speak? What obligation, besides the threat of a cage, does Brad have to do as he was told by this robed man? Can the robed man also order Brad, or you, dear reader, to do anything he wants them to? Can he order Brad to do 50 push-ups? This particular man in the robe, Timothy J. Vaughn, appears to believe that he can just wave his little pen and have us obediently post his ramblings. To Timothy J. Vaughn and the other robed men, this blog is not your property. You do not get to tell us what to post here. Sure, you have men with guns in cages, and you are very scary to a lot of people. Usually, you can get your way through intimidation. You're used to everyone telling you, "Yes, Your Honor." Well, those of us here at Free Keen are telling you, no, what you do is not honorable. You're just a human like all the rest of us. You may be able to get away with threatening and harming peaceful people, but that doesn't make you better. It just makes you a tyrant.
You know that they read this, right? I mean,
yes,
almost.
I intended for them to read this.
It's almost an impossibility that they didn't see this.
Well, for people just tuning in here, that Ian's answering this. This was your response to a judge who ordered
one of your
bloggers to stop blogging.
No, actually, I was wrong in my recollection earlier. I said that he ordered him to take something down, and I put it back up. What he was ordering him to do was post his order to the website, and that was what Brad put on the site, and then I took his post down. So as the administrator of the blog, I took Brad's post down. So Brad complied with the order.
Right.
Brad posted the order to the website. I took the post off the website.
Right. So the judge can come after you.
Did you get any repercussions from that?
No, I did not. The only reason, this is the last couple paragraphs here, the only reason this article linked to your outrageous order was to prove to people that it was real. One attorney, when interviewed about this, commented that he has never heard of an order compelling action like this. Please note for the record, your paperwork has not been posted in full anywhere on this blog, so making it very clear that it's been disobeyed. Freekeen is a news and opinion outlet that supports free speech and its converse, the right to remain silent. The people who blog here don't appreciate you telling us what to do. If you don't like it, you can always try writing an order telling us to bow before you, kiss your ring, and lick your boots. I bet that would really turn you on. So there you go. That's
a little
the
goading for them.
Nice little summary of how that ended up here. So go ahead, Mike. What else did you want to share about this?
Sure. So here, you brought up a good point before you went to the break, Ian, about, you know, rapes and attacks on campus. Well, this is funny because I got a second job before I left New Hampshire. About 6 months before I left New Hampshire, I got a job at one of the local bars downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So, and of course, the investigators.
Uh-oh. Now we're losing your cell phone signal. Okay. You want to try that again? Say that again?
Of course, the liquor.
Yep, we're losing him. Well, Mike, I wish we could hear your story, but tonight might not be the right night for it. Give us another call another time. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. And thanks for bringing this up. This was something
That's fun.
I had not thought about in a while. And, you know, this, if you ever want to know what happened with something.
You pwned that judge. I mean, there's nothing he could do about it. All he could do is sit at his little mahogany bench and fume. Just fume over the fact that somebody out there, one of the, what was the long litany of people that were associated with Tommy and Brad?
They're officers, agents, servants, employees, and attorneys, and any person acting in active concert and participation with Bradley Jardis and Tommy Mozinga.
Surely you were somebody acting in concert with them, and he still didn't do anything, because he didn't have a leg to stand on.
Yeah.
This unsuccessful attorney, that's why he's a judge, ladies and gentlemen, successful attorneys go on to have successful practices. Unsuccessful ones put on black muumuus and tell people what to do that is against the law.
Well, when the judge says it, most of the time people are going to do it. In this case, I was standing on the side
of free
speech.
This is how the system rewards incompetence, right? I mean, the unsuccessful attorneys, they have the big practices. The successful ones have the big practices. The unsuccessful ones are rewarded by the system. They're given power.
So the trick, though, is if you want to call a judge out like this, is you've got to be willing to go to jail. I mean, if the judge wanted to, he could probably issue some sort of order having the police arrest me or whatever, and he didn't do that in this case. Because you're right, maybe he wouldn't have won in the long run, but that wouldn't have stopped him from, you know, putting.
No,
me in
no one would have arrested him for getting an illegal order.
I can't think of a better example of right to the press than posting a blog about a political issue, but they don't care. They'll still arrest you and then deal with it later.
Right. He wanted to compel people to post to a private piece of private property. He wanted us to put up his writings on our website. And sorry, not going to do that. Now, I did link to the order, but I did not post it in the way that he wanted it to be posted. And as I said, I only linked to the order so people could actually read it for themselves, so they wouldn't, you know, in case they were disbelieving that this actually happened, this guy actually wrote the things that he wrote. He did. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. It's the last we heard of this particular judge. I don't know what he's doing now. Maybe he's still there. 855-450-FREE.
They can't get fired.
Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.